Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Christmas Eve, 24th day of December, Wednesday morning. You have allowed Noel, Jason Longshore, myself, Dylan, and we pay tribute to Mr. Crenshaw, who is not here this morning, to be a part of your mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
Morning!
Morning! And a happy holidays to every... Thank you, all. To everybody in Buford, with your new stadium out there. That monstrosity that...
Yeah, man.
It's just... By the way, they're rerunning Sam's story about that stadium on CBS.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you can go online and see it, too, so... All right, I have a job here. Because this is a mashup, Jason and Noel joining our show, Sam and Greg, but Sam's not here, and I just kind of a traffic cop here. But there is so much information that you guys need to know about the biggest event on the planet showing up here next year, and we got the dude. There is no other person that you would want to have explain what's going on. So top of this hour and the top of next hour, our own Jason Longshore is going to get us prepared as best he can for what is going to happen not only off the field, but let's start things off with what's happening on the field. And so, Jason, listen, I realize you're not going to get all of it.
But no.
let's get started, man. And for those who do not know or realize what's around the corner.
So I'm the dude?
That's right. You are the dude.
I'm the dude.
The dude.
I'll take that. We got the World Cup coming. 8 games coming this summer to Atlanta. And I said it when this thing was booked and Atlanta won the right to have 8 games, that I said it was like 8 Super Bowls coming. And people are like, oh, whatever. Yeah, sure. Whatever. It's soccer. Whatever. Super Bowls are bigger. No, they're not. The semifinal game that we're going to host will be the second biggest sporting event of the year globally watched behind the final, which will be a few days later. 3 billion people are going to watch this thing. The hotel prices have jumped more than triple what they normally do for a Super Bowl, for the whole tournament, all over the country. This thing's going to be nuts. And it's a longer period of time, the 8 games that we're having in the overall World Cup, it's a longer period of time than the Olympics. So this is going to be crazy here. When the draw happened, and we've talked about it a bunch in various platforms here on the station, we've got the favorite, in my opinion, coming for 2 games in Spain. We get their first 2 games of the tournament. So that's a really cool way to start it. That's the benchmark. That's the number one team in the world right now. We're going to get some other interesting games that are going to determine who gets into the knockout rounds. Those, I think a lot of people are kind of like, oh, well, I wanted to see Brazil. You know, I wanted to see this team. I mentioned Morocco earlier. Morocco got to the semifinals last time around. They're coming. They could be coming off of an African championship, and they're the next big powerhouse in the world's game. And then the knockout games we get, we could have England here for the round of 32, which you know what that's going to look like, and the amount of people are going to come into the city for that. Then you could have the defending champions, if things go to chalk, here for the round of 16 in Argentina. And then the semifinal, the way it's bracketed. Now, this means your top seeds get out of each section after winning their groups. You can't have any slip-ups. It's set up for an England-Argentina final here in Atlanta, which you might hear England-Argentina like, oh, they're not in the same part of the world. How big of a rivalry is that? They went to war against one another in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, Diego Maradona punched a ball into the back of the net and said it was the hand of God. That's what he said in that game in 86. That is a rivalry full of hatred and chaos and so many different things. There's so many storylines of that. If we get that semifinal here, my mind will be blown.
Is that the Falklands?
Yes.
Just making sure I had my geography right.
You got it. You got it. Yeah. Good job. All right. Yeah, early 80s. Yes. So, yeah, we've got a lot of big things coming. That's just the Atlanta side of it. Like, the tournament as a whole, it's all starting to kind of shape up now. We're, you know, 6+ months out. So there's questions about the U.S. There's questions about some of the other favorites. There's questions about who will be the surprises. Lots of different things to get into with the World Cup. I cannot wait for this thing. What do y'all want to know?
I was waiting for Noelle because this is like your show, and she's doing notes here. So I will ask my question.
We got all kinds of stuff. What do you want to know?
My thing is this: when you talk about the expanse of this tournament, and then you talk about what's going to happen here in Atlanta. All right, we know how many people Mercedes-Benz holds.
Yep.
But much like other events, big events that have taken place, there are people who just want to be in the city. They just want to be down there by Centennial Park.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Okay, you're going to address that coming up in the 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I want to come back to that because there's so much around it. There's stuff we know. There's stuff we don't know yet. There's going to be so many World Cup things. Like, I know tickets are expensive. I wish tickets to big sporting events weren't as expensive. That's just the world we're in right now.
Right.
Concerts, too. Like, there's stuff that I want to go to, I can't afford to go to.
Wait, I got a follow-up. I'm like Sam Donaldson here. I got a follow-up. Oh,
right. What you got?
Come on, Greg.
What you got?
So here's my question, and this may be completely stupid, but I've heard this mentioned before, because when Messi came here, this is all this whole conversation about turf. Is the turf—
No, you're playing on grass.
I'm going to ask you. Is the surface going to be the same in each one of these locations?
As close as it can be. You know, you've got some stadiums that have roofs. You've got some outdoor stadiums. So there's going to be some differences stadium to stadium, but they're trying to make the grass, and it will be grass here at the Benz. They're trying to make the grass consistent across everywhere. That's been a big conversation with the indoor venues. One, you want the indoor venues because just think about how hot it's going to be next summer.
Yeah.
And you're trying to play these games. We've got a bunch of noon kickoffs because they're going to be prime time in Europe.
Yep, and there's one I want to ask you about.
Yeah, you're thinking global time zones. You're not thinking like, oh, you know, we'd like to have this game at 7 o'clock for Atlanta. Well, there's going to be probably 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 million people watching this in Madrid. We got to take care of them too. So you need a roof, you need air conditioning. So the grass is going to be a fascinating story between now, really the end of the Falcon season, and you get into World Cup prep. We've got two U.S. games coming up in March. That'll be a little bit of a preview of what it could look like.
And Jason, I got a real quick question for you. There's no chance we get a U.S. game.
There is a chance.
Actually, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I think the way that would happen is if the U.S. does not win its group and gets through the round of 32, they could play Argentina in that round of 16 game.
Nice.
Yeah, they have to not win their group to come back to the East Coast because they're based on the West Coast.
Right.
What you got, Noel?
Okay, so June 5th, I see Spain versus Cape Verde here at Atlanta Stadium. That's so 15th. Horrible.
Yeah, they can't use the sponsor that's so name. Horrible. FIFA's got to make their money. You know how it is.
Okay.
Hang on. Hang. Wait. Hang. That's breaking. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
because if you look right here, it says Atlanta Stadium.
Atlanta Stadium.
And as I was reading it out loud, I was like, that didn't feel right.
We know what it is.
Yeah,
but
my brain was thinking Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
You think our audience knows that?
That it says Atlanta Stadium?
But the reason why it says that.
Oh, no.
The reason why is easy. FIFA wants all the money for themselves. Flat out.
Greedy. Anyway, go ahead.
Does the IOC do any of that?
No, pardon?
Do the Olympics, do they do any of that where they change sponsor names and venues and stuff?
Well, I'm trying to think of when they were here. That was 96. The Dome was the Dome, so it didn't have anything like
that. I wonder if they do now. They might not have then.
No.
Well, the Dome was built for the Olympics, so to your point, they just kind of skirted it.
The Dome and the Olympic Stadium.
It wasn't a sponsor.
Yeah, they didn't have a sponsored name on it.
And Fulton County, the stadium was right, and then it became the Ted.
The Omni was the Omni. So, I don't know where it would have run into, but I wonder if they do now. FIFA does. FIFA flat out does for a World Cup.
Wow. Okay, but quickly, my question was, what could that look like? Spain versus Cape Verde? That seems to be the first matchup that we get in the group stage.
We'll get a good glimpse of Spain. They're the best team in the world right now in the FIFA rankings. The FIFA rankings are about as good as the college football playoff rankings.
Okay, got it.
Like, they're a good snapshot, but they're not exact.
Yeah.
I actually agree with them right now in terms of the top five.
Okay.
And Spain is number one. I think they are the best team. They're the European champions. Lamine Yamal is one of the best teenage athletes in the world right now. And he's got a lot of help in that team. There's a lot of guys that fly under the radar that are really good. Don't sleep on Cabo Verde, though. This is a team that it's the second smallest country to ever make the World Cup. They got through a lot of the African powerhouses to get there.
I see.
They're really good defensively. So I think the way this format works, and this is the other thing to keep in mind, like big picture about this World Cup, 32 of 48 teams go to the knockout round. So your top two in your group, you go. 8 third-place teams go. Basically, if you win a game, you're probably going through, especially if you don't get blown out somewhere along the way. So I think it could get a little tight at times. And I think Cabo Verde will probably be defensive. They'll sit back. They'll try to hit on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Spain should beat them. But if that stays close, Cabo Verde will be happy with it.
That sounds like a really interesting kind of premium match for Atlanta.
To me, like, that was the number one story out of the draw for me was getting Spain twice.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, exactly.
They
also get them on the 20 June 21st.
You get Spain's first two games.
Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
So, and what could that look like quick?
Saudi Arabia's all right. I think Cabo Verde has a better chance of giving Spain a game.
Okay.
I think Saudi Arabia, we're seeing a lot of the investment, you know, in sports in Saudi Arabia, period. I think in soccer, they've done pretty well in translating, like going out and just signing big names and bringing them to play in Saudi Arabia to actually developing the game in their country.
Mm-hmm.
I think like golf, we haven't really seen that. Other sports, we haven't seen the investment actually turn into something. In soccer, they're pretty good. They're not at Spain's level. I think those first two games for Spain, and what's going to be fascinating, we'll get into it a little bit more in the 8 o'clock hour. You're going to have so many people, press and fans from Spain,
right,
come to Atlanta for probably 2 weeks and base here because the tournament's going to start here. For a lot of them, that'll be the games they go see. For others, they'll start here and then they'll follow their team around the country, wherever they go.
Yeah. And that's why the 8 o'clock hour is going to be very important for all the Spain fans that are coming in town so they can know where to go, where they need to be, and how to get there.
And in a related story to something you just said a second ago, Bruce Koepka is leaving the LIV Tour.
Saw that. Golf is weird. Like, I don't think we talk about the sports washing element of it, and sure, that's part of the conversation with the Saudi money coming into sports. But there's also the investment side. Like, it's got to lead to something. And I feel like in soccer, it has. The league is pretty good. It's probably the 15th, 20th best league in the world. They've got some stars, but they're also developing Saudi players.
All right. That is on the pitch. We're going to talk about what's going to be on the periphery coming up here.
On the pitch. I'm impressed. Look at this. Look at him go.
Don't tell that man he ain't cultured.
Look at him go. It took a couple years to get him there. We're talking soccer with him, but yes.
Where's Angelo Dundee when you need him?
And they say you can't teach an old dog new trick.
Anyway, so coming up in the next segment, Noel is going to take charge here. There's a mashup. This is what it does. And I am looking forward to the strays I'm going to take during this show. And that's all right. All right? That's, you know. That's what makes it the holidays. But Noelle, we talk a number of things with her when she is our producer on Sam and Greg, but gonna let her spread her wings out and just let us know what's going on in the state of women's sports. Not any one particular sport, all of them together. As money flying through the air, but I'm gonna let you know about how to find jobs behind the camera. Coming up with a casting call, I'm gonna ask my three co-hosts or partners today, they have any holiday traditions, any Christmas traditions you want to share with us. And I have a story that I'm going to drive you guys to on YouTube. We talked about this on the weekend, but on the heels of the passing of Rob Reiner, who was obviously in this business and a mover and shaker in it, there are people who are talking about him. But I want to talk about something specific that most everybody has seen, and that's A Few Good Men and a scene from that movie. I want to drive you to one of the people who are in that scene talking about when Jack Nicholson showed up, and it is hilarious. So that is all coming up. Sam and Greg, not this morning. It is Sam and Greg minus Mr. Crenshaw with The Intersection. It's a mashup. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Christmas Atlanta, and welcome back into the Sam and Greg
Show. Oh, you
gonna
jump on that early there. That was good. Go.
Yeah, a little bit. There we go. We are here with Greg, Noel, that's me, Jason, and we got Dylan on the other side of the glass handling the ones and twos and the time. And we are going to get into some women's sports here. And did y'all know?
Well, before you do, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Because of this music you got coming back?
You may.
First of all, between the two of you, because I don't get the chance to ask you this, Dylan can jump in too.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas movie or not?
What?
Is this movie?
What movie?
What are you playing this from? This is from Die Hard.
Oh, I don't think of this from Die Hard.
Yeah,
I think the song is the song.
I got
but
10
I
years
agree old. With you. Yes. I say yes.
You say it's a Christmas movie.
No.
You
it's just a movie set at Christmas. It's not a Christmas movie. There's okay. two different things.
Dylan, you want to break this tie?
It's two different things.
I was actually about to say it was a Christmas movie, but the way Jason just broke it down there, he might have swung my vote.
It's just, I'm not going to lie. Time on the calendar. You're, like, it's not about Christmas.
You don't have to specifically watch it at Christmas. Jason is right. But if you, I feel like if you want to make it a part of your Christmas night.
For me, to be a Christmas movie, it's got to be about Christmas and the feelings about Christmas. Die Hard's not that. It's just set at Christmas.
And the plot has to be, Christmas has to be involved in the plot, which Christmas is not involved in the plot
Hang on
of
a second.
Die Hard.
The dude comes to visit his wife for Christmas.
At a Christmas party.
And but he meets her at Christmas at a Christmas party.
That's true.
So I'm just, I don't care that much about this as some people do, because they'd be fighting Jason and arguing back
that's
and forth.
Fine.
But I don't. You can't say it's not a Christmas movie because the guy.
I just did.
No, you said it, but I don't agree with you. The dude showed up at Christmas time. That's what starts the whole movie.
That's true.
And this is a Christmas
that's just
song.
When it's
set. It sets the tone.
Jason, that is true. I'm gonna say it's a Christmas
movie. I thoroughly
movie.
Disagree with
but
all.
But that's okay. That's not why you called. Listen, I want to say this because I give you all kinds of insignificant information. You know what today is? What happened on this day? And keeping it Christmas, the song "Silent Night."
Mm-hmm.
Was composed and released on this day.
Oh, wow.
Silent Night. And this is like the 1800s. It goes back to 18-something.
They were feeling
something.
The spirit.
Do you know who composed that song?
I have no idea.
No,
a guy named Franz Xavier. Xavier is his middle name. Xavier. And his last name is Gruber.
Oh.
So a guy named Franz Gruber composed this song. And for those of you who don't know.
Is he related?
Yeah, he's 1818. that's his great-grandson. This is, the bad guy in Die Hard is named Franz Gruber. So I just found that how I brought that full circle. I told you I was going to bring this home.
Hilarious.
Go ahead.
But I got something that might stump Jason. Because there's one movie that is not technically a Christmas movie, but there is a moment in it that makes it a seminal Christmas movie.
Okay.
So you have Meet Me in St. Louis, which is not a Christmas movie.
Judy
it is
Garland.
A movie that's set in every single... every single season. So there's something that happens in every season.
Okay, okay.
Right.
But this is the movie that gives us Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Okay.
So it kind of makes it a de facto Christmas movie.
Kind of. Yeah. I could go for that more than Die Hard.
You might have a point there. Okay, there we
just
go.
Jason, just because it's a popular Christmas song in there, and again, there is a plot. Christmas is in the plot of Die Hard.
Good, that big old stuffed animal, man. He's bringing presents with him in the first scene. But I get it. There are people like you. There's millions like you. There's people, millions who are on the other side.
I think
understand.
Where it falls for me is, will I watch it outside of Christmas season? And yes, Die Hard.
The answer is yes.
And Christmas movies, am I going to watch it in the middle of spring? Probably not.
Mm. I don't even like watching Christmas episodes in the middle of spring.
No, it feels weird.
Yeah,
so that's where my line falls.
Y'all not watching Red One in April? You're not watching Dear Santa? Well, Dear Santa, I get it. You're not watching
not
Red
watching
One?
Bad Santa in April, no.
Yeah, wait, what about Bad Santa?
No. I'm not watching it in April.
Okay.
The only movie I would watch, the only Christmas movie I would watch like in the middle of July is Jim Carrey's How a Grinch Stole Christmas. I would watch that.
See,
I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
But at least you make it worth it for Jim, because he hated that movie and all that makeup.
He did.
But more so the makeup than the movie. Yeah. But yeah, you make it worth it, Dylan. You made it worth it.
I'm not watching Charlie Brown's Christmas in the middle of the summer.
Nah.
I'm not watching Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas in the middle of the summer. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas is the best Christmas thing ever made. I will stand on that hill.
No Star Wars again? Christmas special?
No. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. If you don't know it, look it up. No, that is the
Otter
best.
Jug Band Christmas.
I don't know what he's talking about.
It's from Jim Henson and the...
Yes, it sounds like Jim Henson.
Okay, yeah,
Jim
like
Henson,
Kermit's the narrator. It's
okay,
and they have a like heavy metal band in it in somewhere with otters and I think there's muskrats. And
yeah,
I can't
I've
remember
actually
what all
heard
this.
Of this. Yeah.
It is amazing. Go watch it. Like, that's what you need to watch today.
Sounds
you guys
like
need to watch
dream.
This.
Did Harold and Kumar have a Christmas
they had
special?
One.
I think they
y'all,
did, yeah.
Y'all watch
I think they
one?
Did do Christmas.
No, I don't know that one.
Yeah.
I know Harold and Kumar, but I did not know they did a
Christmas
thing.
Yeah, I think they did do Christmas.
Oh, no.
Would y'all watch the Harold and Kumar Christmas
Why is
special?
White Castle even open on Christmas?
Would I watch it?
It's White
probably.
Castle.
Would I
and
watch
drinking.
It?
That's why.
Would I watch Harold and Kumar Christmas outside of Christmas? It probably depends on what I'd been drinking that day, yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Very possible.
I have to jump in here right now, and this is normally what I would do on the weekend. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio. Radio 92.9 The Game. And here with Jason and Noel, Dylan. Now, we have stomped like grapes at a vineyard all over Noel's segment here. So I'm going to give up part of the casting call segment and the things that we were going to have the next segment to let her finish. But we're going to all shut up right now and let her do for these last few minutes what she was going to talk about.
You started it.
Well,
that just depends on, you know, how long it takes us to get through. It might not even take us that long.
We got lots to get into on this
to get through these updates, because we have a women's professional baseball league now. If you guys did not know, there are four teams: New York, Boston, L.A., and San Francisco. But none of that really matters, because they will play at a neutral site.
Okay, so they're doing that deal. All right,
yeah,
that cuts down on the money. I get that.
Yes, exactly. It will start in August 2026. And if y'all remember the Little League baseball phenom Monet Davis, she is in the league, and she will be playing for the L.A. team, which I don't think has a name as of yet. In the WNBA, there is now a Portland Fire team. That's a thing. They have hired Sylvia Fowles, one of the WNBA legends, former MVP, all those good things.
Now they're coming
in next year. Coach. I believe they're 2027, I want to say. I want to say the Toronto Tempo is going to be next year.
Okay.
And then 2027
is Cleveland, Portland. Another one that's coming in? Is it two coming in this year, or is it two coming in the following? I can't remember.
I want to say it's two coming in the following year. I have to double check on Cleveland, but Cleveland's also coming back. And so is Detroit, I believe.
I think it might be two and two, actually. And you're kind of stuck because you can't set up anything for the expansion draft because you got a CBA to deal with.
Ooh, yeah. Also, the Rocket ownership in Houston also seems to want to buy the Connecticut Sun. If you remember, the Boston Celtic ownership wanted to buy it. There was contention there between the NBA and the WNBA and the people that own the Connecticut Sun. It looks like the Rockets are in the running for that. More on that as we get to it. And Unrivaled. We have Unrivaled January 5th. We have new players coming in, Sonya Citron and Kelsey Plum and Paige Buckers and people that we did not see last year. There's going to be two courts this year. There's two new teams. Lots of stuff going on over there on the Unrivaled side. And that is important because we still have CBA issues in the WNBA. You have players like Courtney Williams saying that the league wants to make all the money off player salaries. You got Caitlin Clark acknowledging that there is a salary discrepancy here. Apparently, seven figures are on the table for some players, but it's taken away from the housing component that they want. There's a lot happening here, and I guess the bottom line is we're not close to anybody signing any papers yet.
It's funny how the WNBA and the NWSL have some of this crossover going on right now.
Yep.
And, you know, we've talked about Atlanta's going to have NWSL here in a couple years, so we're keeping an eye on how that league's growing. They're in a spot right now that the W hasn't quite been in, where Trinity Rodman's contract is up. And Trinity Rodman, I think, is the most marketable women's soccer player in the United States right now.
Yep, 100%.
Great player. Has had some injury issues, which makes me worry a little bit about the long-term commitment on a contract. But they're trying to re-sign her. But right now, they literally can't pay her enough to keep her, because you have teams in Europe that can go out and sign her. They don't have salary caps to worry about.
Yep.
You've got the competitors that you don't necessarily have the same way in the WNBA about losing a player.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Caitlin Clark's contract comes up, is there going to be a team somewhere else in the world that could pay her enough to get her? Probably not. In the NWSL, there is. And they're trying to create these different rules to allow you to go outside of your cap to do it. I mean, remember, NBA did this with the Bird rules, and we've seen it all evolve. You're looking at high-impact players is what they're calling it. Some of it to fall into that category is on the field, but some of it is off the field. If you are on the Sports Pro Media list of the 150 most marketable athletes, you can fall into this bucket of money outside of the cap.
Wow. So if you have enough social media followers and presence and
yes,
clout.
Yes, they're literally looking at that alongside being, you know, top 30 in the Women's Player of the Year awards from FIFA, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
What did I say earlier about me getting booked on movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is the first time in sports that I can ever think of actual roster rules and salary cap rules revolving around marketability.
You're bringing, what did we say? Eyeballs are currency today.
I don't hate it. But
no.
Now, that has upset a lot of people. The NWSLPA has pushed back on it. Others have pushed back on it. it's weird. It's new. I don't think this is going to be the first time that comes up.
Though. Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think this is going to be the first league. Yeah.
Whatever is left that you wanted to get to, we're going to come back with it, and we're going to let you address it, okay?
All right.
Because we've been rambling way too much. That just means we're having all kinds of fun.
We got stuff to talk
on
about.
Listen, we talk about this on the weekends. We have got 10 pounds of information and fun in a 5-pound show.
We sure do.
So Greg, we usually do a one-hour show, me and Noel, and we have a million things to get to next week.
You heard me shutting up more than I normally do. I'm enjoying this, but listening to you too. But up next, along with whatever Noel's got to finish up here, going to let you know about what's going on as far as the film industry and job opportunities. Going to find out about some Christmas traditions with my co-hosts here. And I have got a story I'm going to drive you guys to on YouTube having to do with the movie A Few Good Men, but also a little bit of a tribute to Rob Reiner. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Mr. Crenshaw is not here this morning, but Jason Longshore, Noel is here, and Dylan is here. It's a mashup on this Christmas Eve. Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the game. If I didn't have to get back on time, I would just let this thing track until we get to the Jazz part. But we got to bring this back in because we've talked so much over Noel's segment and Lucy and Linus on this Christmas Eve morning. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore, Noel, filling the shoes of Mr. Sam Crenshaw, who is not here this morning because it would be otherwise Sam and Greg, but I'm here. And Dylan's here. And we have gone all over the place with a number of things. This is sort of a mashup with the intersection. And I am thoroughly enjoying this. But honestly, I got to do my job and remind you guys, we are in for the morning shift. And when you're in for the morning shift, Monday through Friday, you got to take care of some business. And as we sit here, 7:45-ish casting call, which I'm going to talk about, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Did y'all know that? Come wing it, family style, at one of Buffalo Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. So This is what I do with Casting Call. There's money flying through the air. The film industry's here. Normally, I'd shut this down over the holidays, and for the most part, I am as far as in front of the camera. But there are jobs behind the camera that you guys should know about, and you find them by starting at Georgia.org. If you go to 929thegame.com/castingcall, you'll see the breakdown. If you go to Get Cast with Greg on X, you'll see the breakdown. I give you a nice holiday greeting to start this thing off, but basically, we'll come back with a full casting call in a week or so into January. But until then, behind the camera job opportunities, there's links for that. The list of extras casting directors, they're there. The Georgia Department of Labor, you need to connect with them if you're a minor to get that certificate so you can get on set, and a couple voiceover connections. So that is all there. If you guys got any questions about any of this stuff, you know, just greg.clarksonodyssey.com, I'll get back to you. But this is the time of year, unfortunately, where there's going to be people getting those slips and, you know, and they check, and they're going to have to start looking for things in January and February. So we are always here with the casting call. I'm going to let you know where these job opportunities are. Having said that, to my co-hosts here, have you got, as we sit here on Christmas morning, a holiday, a Christmas, just specifically Christmas tradition, something that you do that gets you set for Christmas, whether it's a song, whether it's a movie, whether it's a TV show, something. I have one, but I wanted to see if you guys have
one. I guess the two. Charlie Brown Christmas is one I always try to watch. I feel like now we consume TV and movies different than we used to, where we can just watch whatever we want, whenever we want. Streaming kind of changes it. Mm-hmm. But that used to always be, what, they'd have it early December.
Something like
usually
that.
Usually is when it would air on TV when I was a kid, and it felt like that was kind of the start of Christmas season, was seeing Charlie Brown Christmas, and that's my favorite one. I watch that every time. And then from like a food perspective, I used to always make peanut butter fudge with my mom, so I always think of peanut butter fudge and Christmas.
There you go. Aww. All right.
Me, today actually marks my tradition because I am a you shoot your eye out kind of girl.
Oh, what? Wait, say that again?
You shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
So TVS will be running my favorite Christmas movie.
When does
it actually start
the marathon?
It might be on now. I'm not even sure.
I know they do it on Christmas Day. I can't remember when it kicks.
So it's usually Christmas Eve into Christmas Day.
Okay.
And it's like a 24-hour run.
Yeah.
So anytime you turn on TVS, like from like 10 a.m. till tomorrow, you'll be able to see A Christmas Story. So that's one of mine. I usually throw on Meet Me in St. Louis, which I haven't done yet this season.
I am so surprised that you're in that movie. I mean, it's Judy Garland. You talk about me being old school.
Yeah, man.
Judy Garland. Who else is in that movie? That's Donald O'Connor.
I can't think of the little girl's name. Oh, no, there's a...
You said little.
I can't think of the little girl's name, but she winds up being a big, big star. But yeah, I love that movie.
Okay.
And her name was Margaret something. I can't think of her name. And Adiva's Christmas Carol, VH1 classic. Shout out to Vanessa Williams. Yeah.
I got one more random Christmas thing we'll come back to. No. I want to hear Dylan's first.
I mentioned it earlier. For me, it's always watching Jim Carrey's How Grinch Stole Christmas. That's just one of my like favorite movies. Yeah. I grew up on that. And obviously putting up the Christmas tree and making either Christmas sugar cookies with my mom, or as of late when like the Christmas, they call it Christmas crack, Christmas brittle, you know, or Christmas. As that's gotten more, you know, steam, and as has become kind of trendy, we started making that too. So those are the two for me.
Now I want to make some Chex Mix. Thanks, Dylan.
You know, the only thing that folks say James Corden did well while he was here in America and doing that late show was the carpool karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the one? And there's a lot of people who did the one with Mariah Carey, the Christmas one he did. Have you seen that one?
No.
I don't know if I've seen that
one. All right, so this is crazy. And it's not the fact that he does it with Mariah Carey, because he did two. He did one with Mariah Carey, and she was just kind of like that interview where the guy gives you one-word answers.
And
it was really boring. But then he brought her back, I don't know how long later, and had it. And she says to him, I'd like you to sing my Christmas song. You know, what would you like for Christmas, he asks her. And so they start doing it, and then all of the people that he's, well, not all of them, but most of the people who he's had on as carpool karaoke are morphed into this.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was he had Adele. Mm-hmm. I mean, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. I mean, he had all these people.
I saw
people,
the Adele one.
One of the Jonas Brothers. And everybody you can think of, after they filmed theirs, he said, listen, stick around and sing this. How he got Elton John to do that is amazing. So I'm saying that's one of the things that has popped up. But
the
better
pop culture thing with that song for me, when she did it with Jimmy Fallon and the Roots, when they do the classroom instruments.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was cool. Like, I love that.
But check that out if you haven't seen the Carpool Karaoke with Mariah Carey and James Corden. But here is mine. Soon as Johnny said adieu to late night, you know, I'm a Letterman dude, right? As far as Jay and Dave.
Yep.
And one thing that Dave did, I forgot what year he started it, but whenever he started it, he did it for the remainder of his time, and that was his Christmas show was Jay Thomas. Jay Thomas was a character actor who was on a number of shows. He was married on, if you remember Cheers, he was married to Carla.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's been on a number of things. Anyway, he had a great story that he would tell, but then he would bring out Darlene Love.
Uh-huh.
And Darlene Love sang her hit song. And every year, it got ramped up bigger and bigger and bigger on the show. So Tracy and I, we kick in Christmas with watching the Letterman.
Fallon's brought that back, right?
Yeah,
he's brought her back to do that, which is cool.
I think, yes, because there were people who were trying to say they were the Christmas diva or whatever, you know, it was like a title thing. And then it became a competition. Darlene's like, I've been here long before y'all were born. This song came out in 63 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But so that is mine. You know who is celebrating a Christmas for the first time? Kind of interesting. It's like one of those places I'd kind of like to be there, but I'm not Catholic, but just to be in the area, is the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pope Leo. He's going to be handing out Italian sausages and bratwurst there, maybe some Pope.
I don't know about that.
He's from Chicago there.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Can I throw in one Christmas tradition that's going to be extra special for me, really just this year? I'm going to be watching the Volume 2 of the latest Stranger Things
season.
Let's go! Oh, yeah. Volume 2 comes out on Christmas, so I'm going to add that to my Christmas tradition list, for this year.
All right. Again, Sam and Greg, that is the show that I normally do. Mr. Crenshaw's not here this morning. It's The Intersection. Got Jason and Noel here. Dylan's, what's your show again? I forgot.
Hometown Take.
And we are all in for the morning shift, by the way. And while I'm naming shows, we're going to get out of here at 9 o'clock and turn things over to the Steakhouse with Sandra. And Bo Morgan, I understand, is going to be there with her this morning. I want to tell you a little, since this is the segment we talk entertainment normally on our show, but lost Rob Reiner just a week or so ago, and everybody's been doing these little tributes. And The Weeknd, I mentioned this because it's a good watch. It really is. And if you don't know about the story of A Few Good Men, when they filmed the famous courtroom scene, Noah Wiley, Kiefer Sutherland, and in this case, Kevin Pollak, all talk about from the table read when they were getting ready to do this movie, how everything was just sort of, everybody's going through the motions, and then Jack showed up, and everything got heightened. To the courtroom scene, when Demi Moore, Tom Cruise, and Kevin Pollak are preparing. Well, if you go to YouTube, Rich Eisen had Kevin Pollak on. For those of you who don't know Kevin Pollak, before he was an actor, he was a top comedian. He wanted the top comedians out there.
Yeah.
And forget Frank Caliendo. He is, to me, the best impressionist I have ever seen. I mean, he's right there. And one of the impressions that he does incredibly is Jack Nicholson. But he's on this show, and he's talking about filming this. And I'm not going to get into everything that they talk about, but, you know, how Rob Reiner does liner notes and directorial notes, which is something you don't do to A-list actors, but Rob Reiner was an actor himself. And So Kevin Pollak is telling this funny story, and he's breaking into impressions from time to time and talking about how when Jack Nicholson showed up and started rehearsing, he was doing it at the level you saw in the movie. He said it was redunculous. It was just the dude walked in, and he was 96% of what you saw from the first time.
Yeah.
There's an exchange between him and Rob Reiner. Again, watch this. It's Kevin Pollak, Rich Eisen, YouTube. But here's the thing that brings it to sports. While they were filming that movie, I don't know if you realize the timeline here, they found out on set that Magic Johnson
had
tested positive.
92, 91.
That's when they all find out. Yeah. And I take it to this level. Who is the biggest Laker fan that you can think of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now everybody is on set wondering what Jack is thinking about this news.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin Pollak tells another story, which I'm not even going to approach, but you just have to hear it. But he talks about Jack Nicholson just sort of meandering around the set going, it's just surreal. Just the whole thing is just surreal. Then he tells a story about how Jack Nicholson sort of capsulizes this in his mind and brings it to surreal and tells a story having to do with the movie Chinatown. That he did
okay.
in bringing this full circle. So all wow. I'm going to do is drive you guys to YouTube, Kevin Pollak, Jack Nicholson story. It says literally, amazing Jack Nicholson story. But you get those two elements. If you've seen the movie, A Few Good Men, you'll understand it and enjoy this backstory and then this whole news about Magic Johnson, how it hit the set and permeated throughout the set. So
I'm surprised this one hasn't made it into my TikTok algorithm yet.
There you go.
Because mine goes all over the place at this point.
Coming up, you heard him at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to revisit Jason Longshore and getting us ready for the World Cup here in this state. He talked about what was going to happen on the pitch. Now he's going to talk about what's happening in the streets around not just the city of Atlanta, but this state of Georgia. So that is coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to get into some college football. And if you listen to The Intersection, you know that these two do a segment called Darts. We could not finish this morning without doing a segment of Darts. So that is coming up. We're going to turn things over at the top of the next hour to Steakhouse, but this 8 o'clock hour is going to be packed. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Christmas Eve mornings. For Noel, for Jason, for Dylan, this is Greg. God bless you, Mr. Crenshaw. Have yourself a big day. He'll be back with us on Friday. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.